Happy Monday to you and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And I'm certainly grateful for you taking the time today to invest in your spiritual life and try to stay connected to God's activity. As we're moving through the Gospel of John in this FaceTime series, the big idea is that Jesus wants a personal relationship with you. You know, there are so many of these big kind of magnanimous, marvelous moments between Jesus and crowds, but Jesus cares about you personally, not just about the crowd. Jesus is interested in getting to know you. And what we've said at Lewis Center a number of times during the series already is that John, the gospel writer, identifies himself as the one whom Jesus loves. And if that's your primary identity, you don't live for other people's loves. Now, you're grateful for that. You're grateful for the relationships that God gives us and the love of other people or children or all of those things, but you're not desperate for it, which actually makes you better. It makes you a better husband or wife or father or employee or teacher or coach. You're able then to be faithful to both the truth and to grace in your life if you're not desperate for the love of other people, other things, or other possessions. So the passage that we're looking at today in John chapter 4 is famously called the woman at the well. And there is so much going on in this text. There are moral issues. There are racial issues. There are gender issues. Religious issues. There are so many ways to tease out Jesus's conversation with this woman by the well of Sychar in Samaria. But what we can certainly say is that Jesus went there intentionally. He went there on purpose. He went there to specifically begin a God conversation and seek to reach this particular woman who had been ostracized in her culture, marginalized for any number of reasons. And Jesus uses the well as a spiritual metaphor for this lady, that he is water that will not run dry, that he is a water that quenches spiritual thirst, not just physical thirst. And we all know what that's like, being parched. If you've done a workout recently or something like that, what it's like to get that first cold drink of water. We know all about the spiritual metaphor on that side. But what Jesus is saying to this woman is that there's something spiritually that she needs. And water is a good picture, but it doesn't suffice. That Jesus is the thing that really satisfies and fulfills our souls. There's a song that I've been listening to recently. It's just been good for my soul, and it actually kind of lines up with this passage. It's called Get Back to the Well. It's by the band Lifehouse, if you want to look it up. But the undercurrent of the chorus consistently throughout the song is that little line, got to get back to the well. Over and over again, they sing that. But the first verse says, have you tried it on your own? But every time you fail, you got to get back to the well. You got to get back to the well. Is there no fire in your bones? Is it hard for you to feel? You got to get back to the well and get back to the well. Are you hungry, thirsty, wondering and searching? There is a well that is sure to satisfy. Are you needy, weary, so tired of being empty every day that you're just barely getting by? There's a well to satisfy. The second verse says, time to lay down the excuse for the idols that we've built. It's time to get back to the well. We've been running around too long, chasing time and empty thrills. It's time to get back to the well. And then the bridge of the song, there's a repetitive line that says, I will build my altar where there's living water. He will satisfy. You will satisfy. So I just wonder today where you're building your altar today. What is it that you're leaning into for satisfaction and fulfillment? We can very easily compare our lives, our levels of morality, our ethnic backgrounds to one another, certainly our genders to one another, and we can live out of those identities, or we can get back to the well. Have you been running around so long and there's no fire in your bone, no passion for your relationship with Jesus, no eyes open looking for opportunities to have God conversations? May God help us today to get back to the well. I'm going to pray for us, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray. God, this is us as a people. We are hungry, thirsty, tired of being empty. So today, God, we come to you and ask you to fill us up, your Spirit, to work in our lives. We confess sin. We confess weakness in front of you today. And God, we ask for you to do in us what we cannot do in ourselves. Will you humble us? And at the same time, God, use your gospel to make us bold. It's in your name we pray. Now you take the opportunity to pray.